Want a more fault-tolerant data center? Bring the availability of cloud computing inside your data center with the only server built from the cloud up.
Welcome to another episode of Virtual Speaking. I'm your host, Yang Cho, a platform technology evangelist at Microsoft. In part one, we use this online command tool to develop features on demand. And in this episode, we are going to use this PowerShell commandlet to work on features on demand. Here's how.
I will use interactive scripting environment to demonstrate the decent PowerShell commandlet. And if you need to import decent module, you probably don't need to, but if you do, you can do import module. You can use get command against decent module to find out all the commandlets that come with it. There are three particular commandlets. One is disable Windows optional feature, enable Windows optional feature, and get Windows optional feature are relevant to features on demand. I am going to use command add-on to show you. You can find additional information, just search Windows optional and you'll find additional commandlets and information there. You can use the question mark, which is one of my favorite features in PowerShell. There are always examples towards the end, so you can scroll down and find out all the examples and learn how to use those commandlets. I am going to bring in the scripting pane. I have a number of PowerShell statement already. I'm going to copy them in. We can use get Windows optional feature and to find out what's available in current installation, we use dash online switch. And there are different states of each features. Some of them are enabled, some disabled. There's also some are disabled with payload removed, which means the binary are removed from the local installation. We're going to use TFTP as an example. Currently, it is enabled, so we can use this in PowerShell commandlet, disable window optional feature, to disable TFTP. Now, the online switch indicates that operating against local installation. We don't need to use restart here. I put it here as an example. We can go ahead and execute the disable Windows optional feature on TFTP. And once they're finished, we can use get Windows optional feature to see what's the current state. And we'll find out that TFTP now has been disabled. If we want to actually remove the binary, we can use disable Windows optional feature with the dash remove switch, which will actually remove the binary out of current local installation. So once we execute it, we use get Windows optional feature again to see what's the current state of the particular feature here. TFTP now become disabled with payload removed. If we want to restore the feature, we can use enable Windows optional feature again, and we want to indicate the source code that we can restore those features. Here, TFTP is enabled again.
Okay, so remember these three commandlets we use: enable Windows optional feature, disable Windows optional feature, and get Windows optional feature, which you use first to query the state of a target feature. And then you can enable or disable the target feature. And then using this this and PowerShell commandlet, you can easily manipulate the feature that you want and you don't want, and develop the image or VHD or server instance that to with the feature that you want. In part three, we're going to move to Server Manager. We're going to use Server Manager PowerShell and to manipulate features on demand. I hope to see you again.